Aloha, la palalas. Aloha, kakahiaka. On this Kanakolu of Iune. I don't know how to say 2020 in Hawaiian, but I'm going to just say 2020. Iwa kalua, iwa kalua. Somebody help me with that one. But good morning, and how's it? Aloha. So yesterday I made a post on Facebook, and it was... I labeled yesterday Mindset Monday, right? Mindset Monday. And we hear a lot of people, a lot of posts, a lot of books, a lot of podcasts about mindset. And what is it with mindset? And people talk about your why when they refer to your mindset, right? Because, and I just wanted to give my take on that, you know. Your mindset is what determines your actions. Right, the way what you're thinking, what you feel, what drives you, what keeps you going to push you past all the obstacles. So, when they talk about your why, a lot of people like to say my family, my kids, you know, my home, my whatever's important to them. They talk about their why, and that's important to find the correct why. And it's not necessarily going to be something so obvious. It might be something that's personal for you, right? But your why has to be greater than the why nots and the criticism and the funny looks and the sarcasm and the judging that you're going to get from everybody, pretty much. Your why and the things you do will not please everybody. It might not please anybody, but if it's important to you and it's pono, then do it. You got to find that reason, that why, and then let that manifest in a positive way to make that positive change in your life, right? I'm going down this road, you know, with finances, because growing up, just a little bit backstory about me. Growing up, I was hanaid by the Ka'ili Kahe'e Ohana. My biological parents, whatever the decisions, they left me here. And I was hanaid by this awesome Ohana. And I changed my name from Carter to Kahe'e because I wanted my family and everything that I do to be under the Kahe'e banner and the Kahe'e Ka'ili family lineage. My children have Kahe'e. My wife is Kahe'e. Because I know nothing about being a Carter. And growing up without the support of your biological parents, by support I meaning... my Hanai family, mom and dad, grandpa, grandma, grand aunt, who I called Mommy Cookie, you know, who all the people that in malama me and take care of me, they no could claim me as their own. So then I never have no benefits, medical, dental, all the basics that children need just to grow up, just to be children, to be covered. You know, if something happened, they can take you doctor, they can take you dentist. I never have that. So, you know, I don't get people in worse situations. But for me, you know, growing up was rough because of that. I would watch my brothers, you know, we grew up together, and my cousins. I would watch them go dentist, and I cannot go dentist. And I would lay all day on the pune'e in the parlor, in pain, half overdosing on Tylenol, or ibuprofen, because my teeth is so sore that all I could do was lay there and cry. There was nothing that could be done. And it wasn't until my Ohana had put together enough money to take me to the dentist to either most likely pull the tooth or fix it. And after your whole childhood of going through stuff like that, for me, doing right by my kids and providing a financial stability where my kids not going to have to worry. And I'm not saying they're not going to have to worry, but I'm just saying their childhood, I got them. That, you know, we're not going to have to worry about money. or anything because I got them, right? Financially, we're going to be in a good place because I don't want them to go through what I went through. That's my why. And that's my why that led to this podcast, that led to Kanakanomics, that led to everything that I will do in the future. That's my why. At least a large part of my why. And so for each one of us, we have to figure out our why. Why do we want to be better? Why do we want to create a legacy? Why do we want to be financially secure? Why do we want our Aina to be better, Hawaii to be better, right? If it's for yourself, fine. We all get our own reasons. If it's for other people, that's awesome, right? And once you can figure out a why that overshadows any doubt, any obstacles, because the one thing is certain, there will be obstacles. There will be things that stand in your way that prevent you from achieving whatever it is you're trying to achieve. If your why is not stronger than those obstacles, you will fail. Your why needs to be the driving force behind you, your actions, your intentions, and it all starts with what goes on in your head, your mindset. So your why has to be the foundation of your mindset. Your mindset needs to be consumed by your why. And once you get to that point, whatever you do moving forward is going to be in the right direction because your focus is on the right thing to you. All right? So for me, that's why this podcast was formed. That's why I'm doing this. If you know, for my children, if I can provide that for them, how can I extend a hand? How can I put myself in a position to now help someone else provide a better life for their children? Right? Kanakanomics, this podcast, just speaking to people, educating myself so that when I do help someone, I know what I'm talking about. Learning something new every single day. Doesn't have to be in the world of finances, but just learning something new. Putting something else in my brain so that when I do speak to someone, I know what I'm speaking about or I'm very familiar. Now, I might not have all the answers, but if it's something that intrigues me along this route, I will find out. And I pray that you all can find a why that pushes you to be a better version of yourself. So, thank you for tuning in to the new Kanaka podcast today. Straight, short, sweet, straight to the point. Just wanted to get that off the top because now everything going to flow off of that. You guys going to understand why I'm doing this. You guys going to know where I been and where I coming from and where I want to go. So, mahalo again. And until the next podcast, you guys be safe and take care. Aloha.